listening to Chasing Prophecy Radio, where we discuss anything and everything beyond the scope of normal. On UPRN Talk Radio, FM 107.7 in New Orleans and FM 105.3 in Mississippi.
If it's unexplainable, we're talking about it.
Whether you're a believer or a skeptic, we cover everything where the unknown becomes the known. And now, here's your host, Jenny Nicasio.
I can't hear you, Jeannie. I can't hear a thing. No. I heard the
introduction. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Did you hear the introduction?
No. I heard only your music introduction. That's it.
Oh, wow. I wish somebody would have told me they couldn't hear me. Wow, that's crazy. I'm going to have to do that all over then. Did you guys can hear you, Jenny? Okay, but they can hear you. Okay, we're going to go ahead. You guys can hear me over here? I think they can hear me, so their StreamYards, it seems, Margie, I don't know if you ever worked with StreamYards before.
Yeah, every day.
When somebody else is in the studio that happens to do their live, it messes everything up. So when they're preparing for their live, but let me go ahead and we're going to back up here a little. So everybody, I'm Jenny Nicasio again on UFO Paranormal Radio, United Public Radio Talk. From New Orleans on 105.3 in Henderson Point and 107.7 in New Orleans and streaming everywhere across the United States and beyond. I'm Jenny Nicasio, your host, where we discuss anything and everything beyond the scope of normal. Tonight, we're going to venture into something a little unusual that's been happening all across the internet. and across YouTube. It's all over the place on the internet, and it's about the unexplained situation in Bay Mall in Miami. Apparently, there was kids on January 1st, okay, that something happened, that the cops, there's like 100 cop cars, okay? No one knows exactly what happens. Some people think it was an 8-foot creature. Could it have been like an alien, a Nephilim? Could it have been some kind of cover-up? And so I'm going to play a couple videos for you guys, and you can, you know, whoever, Cindy. Hi, Cindy. There's two Cindys. Hi, Cindy. I'm going to play a couple videos for you guys, and I want you to tell me what you think they are. And Margie, I don't know if you got a chance to see that. And Margie.
Oh, I've seen it.
You've seen it. Okay, Margie. Oh, yeah. On Facebook and YouTube, and everyone who doesn't know Margie Kay, she is a expert in the situation. She does remote viewing, and you are still a MUFON field investigator director.
I am. I'm the assistant state director for Missouri MUFON.
Wow, that's incredible credentials. So she's here with us, and she's going to evaluate this. And I have so many questions because we're going to see what she thinks and what you think in the audience. On I'm sorry if you can't see this on the radio, but I know you probably heard about it, so you can hear that. You can hear the audio, but you're not going to be able to see the video. So let me go ahead and share my screen, and we will hear. Let's see which one we're going to do first. I think we're going to do this one first. Okay.
The police report stated that it was an incident involving teenagers with sticks and fireworks that caused a panic among shoppers. The problem that most people are having with this report is the sheer number of police vehicles involved, around 100, that surrounded the mall just for a small group of teenagers, four total, that had fireworks and sticks. Then eyewitness reports began surfacing of 8 to 10 foot creatures which were entering the mall, which really caused the mass panic from shoppers to the point many who were armed began to fire upon the large creatures. This caused the power to be cut from the mall and surrounding homes, and black helicopters sent into the air to scan the area, shutting down the Miami airport until the search was finished. Some have described these creatures as zombies to reptilians, to even Nephilim in nature as they entered the marketplace. What are these creatures? Are they a sign of the last days of Noah, or is it a government experiment gone AWOL? Or cryptids journeying from a secluded area nearby. Creepy. You tell me.
Yeah, it does.
On January 2nd, 2024, a large police presence was spotted at the Bayside Market.
He's playing on my end. I got to make sure I rewind it.
That still photo was compelling.
Yeah. Creepy.
Just for a small group of teenagers, four total, that had fireworks and sticks. Then eyewitness reports began surfacing of 8 to 10 foot creatures, which were entering the mall, which really caused the mass.
You hear that one? Oh, I lost it. Wait a minute. Sometimes this presenting thing doesn't work very well. Or it's just me that I don't know what the hell I'm doing. That's probably more like it. Let me rewind it.
They make it as complicated as possible.
Yeah. Okay. See the video, and there's how all those police cars for this thing.
Yeah. The whole thing just doesn't add up.
Okay, let's just get this out of here and let's start discussing this. And it's rewind, release, let me out of here. I need a producer that actually produces. Okay. Hi, Lisa. Okay, what did she have to say? Okay. So, Lisa said, I watched videos about this, and it was said that the teenagers had a spirit box and opened up a portal, and they do this every year. Okay, if they did this every year, wouldn't we heard about it by now? Okay.
So that's a new twist.
Okay, so your expertise, Margie. So these eyewitness accounts contrast They're totally different. Okay. Everybody's saying different things. Okay. What do you think? Give us what you think.
Well, okay, just observing the situation with the video with all of those police cars and people running out of the mall, mass chaos, something big happened, but exactly what that was, you know, I don't know if we're ever going to know the truth about it, because honestly, if there were ETs or interdimensional beings and the Nephilim, whatever, something completely bizarre like that, the government is definitely going to cover it up, just like they do every single time. If it has to do with UFOs, ETs, giant skeletons, they'll go in and cover that up. The Smithsonian comes in, takes them away, they disappear, no one ever sees them again. So, and this, you know, this reminds me of the case in Las Vegas. I actually worked with an investigator in Las Vegas about that case, and they said there were super tall ETs in their backyard. And then after a few days, they recanted the story. But, yeah. But this investigator I know actually talked to the witness. The witness seemed truthful. He was shaking. When he was talking, he was obviously afraid of something. But we think that the government got to them and said, you need to recant this. And I'll bet they did. Yeah. And then I understand that there were some 8-foot-tall aliens seen in Peru lately. As well. So what's going on, though? Is this a false flag event? Are these holograms? Is it something being produced by... us?
Project Blue Beam or something CGI or something like that?
Yeah. We have the technology, no doubt. We have the technology to do that. But if it's real, it will no doubt be covered up. And until more witnesses come forward, I don't think we're going to know the answer to this.
I don't know. I've watched, I don't know how many different videos on this. There was one about a young man whose father happens to be, I think he's a sheriff in Miami, and he said he's not allowed to talk about it.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I have that one too. Wow. I could probably. Yeah, he said he's not allowed to talk about it. Okay. Yeah. So Margie, we got this 8-foot creature in Miami. We got the one in Peru. We got these other things. Somebody said that this is tonight's a real big, I don't know if you know, if you got any reports that there's a lot of activity tonight, UFO activity out there tonight.
No, not yet. No, not yet. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I have to look into that too.
Yeah. And in your experience with remote viewing, how might something like this help understand or uncover any kind of mysterious event like this? Can you use that?
Yeah, I can remote view the event. I can go back to the time and the place and take a look, which I did. And what I remote viewed was inside the mall.
Oh. And
I did see some very tall creatures, but they were phasing in and out. So they're
like going through different portals, portal?
Different dimensions. Like if they're interdimensional creatures, that would make sense. But then you've also got is this a hologram factor?
Mm-hmm.
Something created to cause mass panic, which it certainly did. But if they are, let's say they're real, what would their purpose be going to a mall with a bunch of crowded people? And I thought of two things. One would be they actually didn't want to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they were invisible to everybody.
Yeah.
And the other one is obviously wanted to be seen. Why? That's the big question.
You know, I was listening to some kids on TikTok, and they said that with the spirit box, these creatures they probably opened up, like you said, they used the spirit box and opened up this portal, that these creatures seemed confused.
That they didn't, really?
They were confused.
Oh, so my goodness. It's like, so I sure would like to talk to those kids that had the spirit box.
Hey, if you anybody out there that was in Miami and you want to talk to somebody who can give us some insight, Marjorie Kay, She's also, we're like broadcasting on multiple platforms now. You can go into the chat and ask a question and she can answer that for you, or try to answer if she, you know, best of her ability if she can. Like I said, there's a lot of discrepancies by these official reports. In your opinion, what else could be happening, you know, unexplained phenomena that other than the ET?
Well, you know, the hologram theory, or they're interdimensional beings.
You mean like
that are phasing in and out, and they really didn't mean to phase in. So let's say we're in the third dimension and the fifth dimension is here in the same space, but it's another dimension. So we're just utilizing the same space. Maybe that's what they were doing. And there was some type of a shift at that time. Maybe it was because of a spirit box opening, or maybe it was because of some other electronic device that may have caused something like that. Who knows? There's so much going on right now with, you know, high technology. But I'll tell you what was really got me was the creature walking outside next to the steps.
Yeah.
Wow.
That still picture that they actually grabbed from it.
Well, that one too. Yeah. The still picture is better resolution. The one where he's walking is kind of distorted towards the bottom. And that's what first made me think of something coming in and out of dimensions.
Yeah.
He'd only phased up completely in for the upper part of his body.
But seriously, 100 police cars.
Yeah.
For kids with bats. Cause they retracted. A lot of people are retracting, like the eyewitnesses who are retracting what they said. You know, like what if who's telling the police to change the story? Is it like, you know, somebody high in government or are these other people? Like some people are thinking these elite people. They're saying this because of Epstein files or papers or all the names that are going to be released has something to do with it. It's like a distraction. What do you think about that?
Oh, well, our government is known for distractions. That's, you know, that. Sure, aliens in a mall, that's a big distraction from anything else that's going on in the world. But I don't think it's going to detract completely. People who are believers are going to really be paying attention to this. People who don't are just, you know, they're going to ignore it.
Okay, putting aside your role as a MUFON director, and what do you think it is?
In remote viewing, I feel like they are entities.
You think they are
not from this dimension.
So
they're just interdimensional, or they're extraterrestrials, but whatever they are, they're not human.
Do you think they closed the portal or something, or could it be still open that more people, you know, more creatures can come through?
That's the thing. I'm going to have to look at that again to see if the portal's closed.
Now, explain to people who don't understand what remote viewing is, because I struggle with this.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what it is. And is it the same thing as channeling? Did you ever see Bashar?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Now, is he remote viewing or is he being like possessed by this?
No, he's channeling this entity. No, that's totally different.
Okay.
What I do is I send my consciousness to a location at any time in the present or the past, sometimes the future, but usually not. Usually what I'm doing is looking for a missing person or helping to solve a homicide case, something like that. But sometimes I use it in UFO investigations just so I know if something happened or what that person experienced. And I will go through what that person experienced and see everything they saw. And I'll actually be standing there in that place. So I actually feel the ground. I can touch things and feel things. So I'm sending my etheric or astral body out to do that. And I've done this so much that I don't need to go to sleep to do it.
Wow.
And I'll just go out, look, you know, get the information and come back. And sometimes I can do it. Well, a lot of times I can do it while I'm talking to someone on the phone, or just like you or me are talking right now. If if somebody was asking me questions about an event that occurred, I could look and talk to you at the same time. That's so amazing. Yeah, that's basically what it is in a nutshell. And I do teach remote viewing as well.
Cindy Simpson wants to know, have you gone to other dimensions while remote viewing?
Yes, I have. Where have you gone? And that would be when I have looked at persons who have been abducted by ETs. I will go to their craft, and their craft is in another dimension.
Oh, wow.
And this really got me once. The first time I did it, I was standing on the craft. The person was on a table. There were three ETs around her. One of them had his back to me, and he turned around and looked at me right in the eye.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Then went back to work. He was checking me out to see if I was a threat. He knew I was there. So that meant I traveled back in time and went to another dimension on this craft. And the ETs are so far advanced that he knew I was there. So I just got out of there real quickly, came back because I had to process what the heck I just found out.
So how do you deal with that? I mean, if I seen that, I'd be scared.
Well, I've seen so much now that I kind of block myself from emotions when I'm doing remote viewing. I have to do that in order to find missing persons, because it usually turns out bad, and I just can't get involved emotionally. What I just do is observe it, give the information, and I'm done with that. I don't hold on to it.
How many cases have you solved any cases, found any missing people?
Yeah, 66 so far.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome. So how did you know you had this ability?
Well, from a very, very young age, before the age of 3, my family and I knew that I had psychic abilities, and they didn't really know how to deal with it, but they didn't stop me from doing it. So I think that was a big part, was my parents didn't say, you know, you really shouldn't be doing that, or you can't, or it's evil, anything like that. They didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were open-minded. And actually, my mother gave me a book by Edgar Cayce when I was 11.
Oh, yeah.
She said, here, read this. This will explain it, you know. And I was so happy to know that somebody else had these abilities. I just didn't have any contact with people at that time that did. But in 1985, I had a visit from Valiant Thor.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Valiant Thor.
Well, yeah, this is a story. I was at my massage therapist, and after we were done with that, and what that did was put me in an altered state of consciousness, you know, kind of like meditating when mm-hmm. you have something like that. So we're getting our coats on, getting ready to leave. And I had my brother, my two daughters with me. And all of a sudden the therapist says, not in his voice, someone else's voice, said, would you like to try a light experiment? And I said, sure I would, because I knew something was going to happen. I just, you know, my spidey sense was up on that. And so he had me look at a green light and then turn that off, had me look at a red light, back and forth for a minute or two. And then he said, now what do you see? And I looked up at him, and all I saw was a skeleton. Just his skeleton, nothing else. Oh. And I'm just, you know, what the heck? I'm trying to figure that out when I hear a voice, the same voice, came on the wall over to my right, and I looked, and it was a head of a man, and he had a helmet on, came down to a point in the center, went down the front, covered his ears up, and covered up his hair. And he said, I am Thor, and now you have X-ray vision.
Oh, my.
And he says, we're going to be doing some work together. I will be in touch soon. And then he's gone. And so I asked my brother, my daughters, you know, what they saw. They said, we didn't see or hear anything. What are you talking about? And the massage therapist just went back to his normal routine. He didn't know what had happened. So I didn't say anything. We left. Thor contacted me again the very next day, the next evening. But, and so I I knew he was a high energy being and that he was working with me to help enhance my abilities. So that was one of them. The other one was remote viewing, when he helped me figure this out in about 1993 while I was trying to find a missing person, a 14-year-old girl. And all of a sudden, I heard his voice say, "Look down." And I looked down and I saw this stream of energy coming out of my solar plexus. So wow. I followed the stream of energy, took me to the girl. They got the police, went there, got her and saved her. And she had, they were selling her the next morning is what was going to happen.
Oh, Jesus, sex trafficking. Yeah. Oh, yeah, wow.
It was. So since then, Thor has helped me. We have telepathic communication. Sometimes he appears to me, or appears to me as a ball of light at sometimes. He's healed me several times. I mean, I think he saved my life at least 3 times. I didn't find out who he was until 2012. Friend of mine who's a psychic called me up. She says, "Who the heck is Thor?" And I said, "Oh my gosh, I don't know how you know this, because I've never told anyone." And she says, "Well, he wants you to contact him." And she says, "I'm going to find out who he is." So she got on the internet. She found the book Stranger at the Pentagon, sent it to me.
Yeah, I read that.
And yeah. And so then I found out, oh my gosh, that's Thor. You know, it's Commander Thor is how he
Explain to people, tell them the story behind that, where he came up upon, you know, how we learned about him. A lot of people don't know who he is.
Yeah. In 1957, he came to this planet in a ship and went to the Pentagon, stayed there for 3 years, was their guest. Of course, he could leave anytime he wanted. He can just disappear and appear somewhere else. But he hung out there. He actually gave President Eisenhower a message. And he said, "If you would like to have no more disease on this planet, then we can work with you. We're here to give you a gift." Eisenhower took a long time to come back. Of course, he talked to everybody. And he said, "No, we can't accept your gift, because it would destroy our economy."
Yeah, really.
Does that sound like something the government would do?
Yes, it sounds big pharma, you know, the only thing for money.
Exactly, yeah. Hospitals, pharmacies, doctors, would destroy the economy. So he left, but just prior to that, 1957, he had been in contact with Howard Menger. Mm-hmm. And Howard was actually married to an ET.
Oh.
And he had been in contact with her sister, an ET, prior to that. And after that, was in contact with Valiant Thor. And he visited his house along with his brother Don and Jill. So the three of them were at Howard's house. And there are some photos that were taken. Mm-hmm. And those are on the internet. You could see those photos. Those are the only known photos of Val Thor.
The ones we see on the internet with him in a black suit.
Yeah.
And that's legit.
Yeah, that's legit. That is what he looks like. And when I see him, that's what he looks like.
Oh, he's very handsome.
Yeah. Yeah. And immortal. He looks exactly the same now as he did in 1957.
No, we're talking about Valiant Thor. No, there's so many different people's ideas about the different races of extraterrestrials. And then people are thinking that, I don't know if you listened to the Tucker Carlson recent, probably about last month, he was talking to somebody interviewing about, he said, if we knew what these were, they're dark. It's not what you think they are. Like, no, I'm not talking about Valiant Thor. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the other ones. Like the Greys and the Reptilians. Now, Valiant Thor, is he more like a Nordic? Or is he more like, what's the other one, the race with the P? You know what I'm talking about. P-L-E.
Oh, Pleiadians?
Pleiadians.
No. I've seen all of those races, and they don't look like it. Thor looks like a human being. The difference is he doesn't have any fingerprints. He doesn't have a navel. He's a created being. And he's super high vibration. That basically angelic is how high his vibration is. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that he helped me see is seeing music and hearing color. So, and I see the vibrations in it, but I also see vibrations around people. And in one case, I'm actually going to be publishing a book for somebody who is in contact with an angel.
Yeah, that's where I was leading up to, because there's like Tucker saying that these are so dark that it's more like the fallen angel than Ophelians. And then you have, if that's the case, if we have the fallen angels, the demonic ones that are the giants, and they're the like the gray, well, grazers, midgets, so they're small. Sorry, grays, they're small. But the reptilians, but then you have the other ones that look like us, like the Nordics, and like Valiant Thor. Would they be considered angels? And you know, like the good angels, and then you have the bad angels, like the reptilian. What do you think?
They certainly could be, because there are many stories, you know, dating back to the Bible. And even before and after, where somebody's visited by an angel, and many times they don't have wings.
Yeah,
there's no description of wings. And I'm thinking that certainly could have been an ET, something with a high vibration that's trying to help humanity.
Yeah, because, that's just Valiant Thor. There's like even the other one, the Ashtar Command.
Yeah,
And then there's Bashar. Like he's trying to help humanity.
They're here to help raise consciousness. And then what they do is they choose certain people to enhance their abilities and to also help people raise consciousness and become aware. And so we have certain jobs to do, and that's why I do what I do.
Yeah.
It's not someone, you don't say no. You don't say no to someone with that high a vibration, because they're so much further advanced than we are.
Well, I would be like, I don't know if that would happen to me. I don't know if I could be so casual about it. Like, I think I would be like, I'm hearing these creatures, you know, people coming to me. Cindy wants to know, Cindy Simpson wants to know, has he ever explained why you've been chosen for receiving his contact?
Yes, it's because I had raised my vibration to a certain point on my own, basically. And I had those inherent abilities through DNA or whatever. And when I reached a certain level, then he was able to make contact with me. If I hadn't done that, that wouldn't have happened.
Michael Anthony says there has to be an end game as to why. Is there any answer to it, to that?
Mm. I have been very careful not to ask that question. But now there are so many things happening right now. Like the fellow who from in 2021 said he went to the year 2027 and took pictures and video of this very, very huge city, but there's no people, there's no animals, there's no nothing there. And he left messages back for people in 2021, and they found them. They found these packets. I'm beginning to wonder, what is our near future about? I just talked to a woman yesterday who has been shown the destruction of the earth by her ET contacts, and it's coming soon. And she said, basically, the earth blows up. You know, she said she couldn't tell if it was being bombed or blown up or what. Now, in 2010, I was shown a vision by ETs. I was taken on a craft, shown a screen, just like a computer screen, with the earth there, and then a giant asteroid coming in and hitting in Russia. When that asteroid hit in 2013 in Russia, I thought that was it. And you could see, you know, they have dash cams on all of their vehicles there, right? I don't know if you remember seeing some of those videos where you see this bright white object coming right at the asteroid or the meteor and blowing it up. So it blew up, I think, something, either something of ours or something of, you know, theirs, blew it up before it hit the earth. It still caused damage, but it didn't cause, it wasn't catastrophic. And so I thought that was it. But now I'm wondering, I don't know if that was it or not.
Yeah. Kazin said, we could have had real ET technology to heal and for peace, but the man chose to make the devil pact with the Greys.
There is something to be said for that. I believe the story is that Eisenhower agreed to let these beings take us, keep us sedated so we wouldn't know what happened, where none of us are supposed to know or have any evidence that something happened, so that they could most likely propagate their race, save their race, make hybrids, populate other planets.
Well, that's what a lot of people are talking about, these Nephilians and the Watchers, and how that they came down from heaven to watch over humans, and then they end up breaking, I guess they had a treaty or something, that they had sex and had the high, that's where the hybrids come into play. Yeah. Please tell about the pact Eisenhower made with the Greys. Do you know what that is?
Well, we just talked about that, with where he agreed to let them basically kidnap people, do what they wanted, and then return them.
Well, you know what? This is like an X-Files episode. I mean, I'm rewatching the X-Files, and I was telling my son, it's like everything they talked about has happened.
Yeah.
Or is going to happen. It's kind of scary.
Makes you wonder about how they knew that.
Somebody told them. Yeah, the right. Sometimes I think these writers have like a psychic ability that they can see things that, and then all of a sudden they come true. So I don't know if they're just getting information from other people, or like maybe channeling or doing remote viewing with somebody. But Michael said, reverse tilt seems most logical. Most preparation programs lead to that possibility. What do you think about that?
For the destruction of the earth?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The earth has shifted, pole shift several times. We know that in the past, and that would certainly be catastrophic. An asteroid or a comet hit would be catastrophic. I keep seeing visions for the last 10 years of some major things, like the Ring of Fire. It starts in Alaska and then spreads all the way around, and all those volcanoes are going off. Of course, lots of earthquakes along with that. Then I see the New Madrid Fault going off and I hear 10.0. But then I was shown that the benevolent ETs have put giant rods in the fault line, the New Madrid fault line, to reduce that, but it's still going to be a monster quake. It's still going to be monstrous. And I saw buildings, chimneys toppling over as far away as Kansas City. So, you know, that's like 400 miles away. And I saw St. Louis, Memphis, Nashville destroyed, completely destroyed, and all the bridges going across the Mississippi gone.
So, now, is this in our lifetime?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's coming soon.
Michael, what are you talking about? What is 2029 October? Is that when this thing is
going to happen? That's the asteroid that's supposed to hit at that time.
Okay. You said that we had so many different misfires. I mean, they keep calling for these asteroids to hit, and all of a sudden they totally move out of the way. So is this a spiritual war, do you think?
I think there has been a spiritual war forever. Yes. And there's good guys and there's bad guys. And the Valiant Thor tells me that one of their jobs is, one of what he things that he does is protect the planet. And they've got craft all over the planet. They're cloaked, but they're everywhere. He showed me a grid of the whole planet with these giant ships. And they are there to protect the planet from the negative beings who want to come in and just basically wipe us out and take over. That's not going to happen. But there has been a lot of mining going on, you know, for millennia. They're taking minerals out of the ground. They're taking crystals out of the ground. I've seen crystals being taken out of Arkansas with craft. They use an anti-gravity device and they pull them out of the ground. They just float above it and pull the crystals up. They pick the ones they want and they throw back the ones they don't. And they use them for a variety of things, including propulsion and also energy. They place them around the planet in different places within pyramids around the planet. So there's some type, they're powering the pyramids with using the crystals as a part of that.
Yeah, I just saw a video on that saying that the pyramids was an energy source. Like you said, there's like energy coming from it. That's what they said that they used that for. But what were they doing with it back then, I wonder?
Well, one theory is that they would shoot a beam of energy up so that the craft that they flew could just fly into it and then recharge. And that kind of makes sense. And several people have seen, and I've seen his videos on YouTube, beams of light shooting out of pyramids in Mexico, and pyramids in Egypt. And there was one case where I actually got a picture of a beam shooting out of a pyramid in Missouri.
Oh, wow.
It was an accidental thing. I was not photographing that. I was photographing something else. And there it is in the picture. And so it wasn't visible to the naked eye, but the camera caught it. Yeah.
It's incredible stuff. Like, how do you keep all this... How do you keep it all straight?
Well, that's difficult. I don't keep it all straight at all. I just experience it as it comes, you know, and try to deal with it as best as possible. And one thing that I found out is when I was younger, I said, okay, I'm going to become a paranormal investigator. I was about 11 years old. I started checking out books from the library. Every month I'd go get a pile of books, read them, go back and get another pile of books. I said, I'm going to figure this stuff out. I still haven't figured this stuff out.
Figured it out. No. That's incredible. You started so young. Michael wants to know, do you have any information on the Black Pyramid in Alaska or who built it underground?
What I do know is I have remote viewed it and there is a pyramid there. Who built it? I don't know because it seems very, very ancient. Millions of years old, not anything recent.
Do you have any other, like, you know, you're psychic. Do you see anything? Can you see into like the future or do you have any kind of warning for us or do you try to stay clear of anything like that?
I don't like to look at dire things, but like I said, I've seen the asteroid hit the planet. I've seen the Ring of Fire go off. I've seen the New Madrid Fault, which is the biggest one in North America. All that stuff is going to happen. And Casey is probably right as well. You know, he had some dire predictions for the U.S.
Is it going to just destroy everything?
I don't think so. I don't see a total annihilation, but here's a word of warning to everybody on the coastlines. Don't live on the coastlines because something's going to happen with the water, perhaps an asteroid hitting the water. And every single coastline around the world is going to be flooded and it's going to be very quick and there's going to be no time to get away. So it's going to actually wipe out about 2/3 of the people on the planet because that's how many people live on the coastlines.
That's frightening.
That's a scary thing. I mean, I will not move out of the Midwest for that.
I always want to move to Florida, but I don't know. I think I'll stay.
Yeah, I'll visit, but
just not in October 2029.
Oh, definitely not then. That's for sure.
Lisa said for Margie, there is a Pyramid Expo every year. Have you attended these?
No, but I want to. I definitely want to.
And Kazim, I hope I'm not messing up your name. Do you think the pyramids were built by Atlanteans or Lemurians?
Some of them by both. Yes. I'm getting a yes on that as I'm just looking at it right now.
I used to have the little Marian crystals and I can't find any of them anymore. And Anthony said, is the geoengineering programs adding to it all in the energy weapon systems? That's why they are moving people into Canada.
Okay, here's something I have to say. I do not remote view secret secure locations or top secret weapons.
Why is that?
Because I did it once and they knew I was there and they were going to track me and track me out of there. So I don't want to be tracked. And it's either electronic or they have remote viewers on site working 24 hours a day. But there's a grid that has been set up around these top secret locations. So they know if somebody's trying to come in and remote view.
They know.
They know. And then if they catch you in there, and I can't explain how I know this, but I just knew that if they caught me, they could shoot a little seed into my etheric body that would follow me back. And then they would be able to track me from then on. So I do not suggest anybody. And in my classes, I say, don't do that.
Well, that is just, I'm just blown away from all this. Cause I'm trying to, this is like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Oh yes.
This can be done. Okay. Now getting back to Tucker Carlson, he said that this planet, I'm not quoting him precisely. I think that they were just discussion. They were talking about if these Nephilians or dark demonic creatures are, they're using Earth. Now we discussed this prior episodes as a harvesting, but they're harvesting our consciousness. Have you heard anything like that?
Oh yeah, I've heard it. And I've heard about pulling your astral body out through your feet.
Oh, Jesus.
And people, and they're soul harvesting, and they're taking people's souls.
Yeah, soul harvesting is what I was going to get to.
Now, that is the scariest thing.
That is the most horrifying. Yeah. That they're using our planet as, that's what they're doing.
That is part of it. And then just think about this. How many missing people are there that are never found and there's no explanation, especially these ones from remote locations, like people that go to the national parks, you know, about the 411 stuff.
Yes. David Plyce. Yes.
Yes. They go out, they're alone. And then they may or may not find any trace of that person. So there's no body left. There's no evidence of foul play. But then they might find their clothes in a neat pile or their backpack somewhere a couple of years later. Where are those people going? I think they're being beamed up. I think that's a way to get a person without any witnesses.
There's a series, and for life for me, I have brain fog so bad today. It's on. I can't remember the name of it. I can't believe I can't remember, but people will go to this one location and all of a sudden there's this whole community is like stuck there and all these bad things are happening and they can't get out. No matter how hard they try to get out, they're stuck there. And it's reminding me of like what's happening now. Like we're like one thing after another, you don't know who to believe with the government. You don't know. Like even with the election and COVID and, you know, seeing all these TikTok videos and how there's UFOs and some people are seeing something that looks like that Starlink. And is it really Starlink or is it something else? I mean, there's one video after another of these flying objects in the sky. Now this with the Miami Bay ball, it's like, we're living in some kind of a movie or a series on Netflix. It's frightening. I don't know if anybody else has that feeling, but I do.
Yeah, I think things are so crazy in the world right now.
Yeah.
Things that are happening that, I mean, I don't want to get into politics, but there's some really lunatic stuff that people actually believe that, you know, can't be true.
I know.
You know.
Michael said, don't believe the maps are only taught us what they wanted us to see. Look at the cleansing clearness of the Perry Reese map. How did they know? Ask yourselves, is there more beyond what we're not allowed to? Yeah, you know what? Mm-hmm. They hide so much stuff from us, and we're not stupid. It's all going to come out eventually. It does. It just does. And I don't know why they think like we're like immature children that don't know, like even with COVID, like, oh, you can't handle the truth, or even, you know, like you're finding out all these things now that the vaccine has caused all these, I don't know, who did I hear it from? It was Tucker Carlson again. I watched his videos. He had Bernstein on, and he was talking about, they've come to the conclusion that there's over 15 million people that are dead from that. And they try to cover it up. They don't want you to put it on YouTube. They don't want it on Facebook. And they don't want it on, the only place you can post anything is now is Twitter. You can't even on TikTok post anything because they don't want you to know the truth.
Well, and you sure can't post it on Facebook or it gets taken down.
Yeah. Everything gets, okay, going back to questions. Lisa said, do you know? Wait a minute. I got so, I'm getting Sloan caught
Bella
up.
Is a psychic? No, I don't know about her.
Don't know her. And okay, these questions come on from different platforms and I can't keep up with them.
Yeah,
you can see them. Can you see them? Because
I can see them. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I can't see them.
Some you've got a popular show.
Oh, I'm trying. We've had a little, we go back and forth. Now I'm back on it. Some days I just can't get my stuff together. My brain is going in. I'll hear all this stuff. I don't know what to believe. It's just scary. Yeah. It's an exciting time to be alive. It's a little nerve wracking when you hear, like, you know, some of the things that could happen, like you're mentioning something like in these Miami creatures. I mean, I think they're the Nephilim. I don't know why. I think that they're fallen angels. I think ETs, that's exactly what ETs are. Most of them are. And I think it's a struggle between good and bad, angels and demons. And John Ventry, he talks about that too. He believes that they are demonic. I'm sure they're good. I think there's the good angels and the good ETs. I like Valiant Thor and Ashtar Command and all these other dudes that you hear about. I really have
been mostly in contact with the good ones, the benevolent.
You want to be you don't want to be hanging out with those bad ones. they scare me.
I've seen them possess people. I've seen reptilians walk into people. I've seen their eyes shift.
Yeah. Well, what about the woman on the plane? How her story changed?
Oh yeah.
All of a sudden she's saying that mother blanker, he's not real. And somebody said his eyes slit. She told somebody, and all of a sudden she's like, oh no, she was told not to say anything.
Yeah, she was. She was threatened by the MIBs, no doubt.
Michael wants to know, have you ever talked to the others about the Planet Serpo exchange?
I have not. Nope.
I just can't get over all the stuff that you talk about. Come to Pittsburgh, one of the conferences here. So I can actually meet you in person and lecture. You should try. Does John Ventry still do the conferences here?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'll have to talk to him. See, or I don't know if he does it or not, but I know there has to be somebody who does it. I know he used to until he got.
Yeah. I've got some family history in PA. So. I'd like to check that out. Go out there sometimes.
Yeah, maybe you should. Maybe I can
coordinate it.
Yeah, you should. That would be cool. There's just so much stuff going on. I mean, I wish you would check it out. Go to your port in MUFON CMS and see if you see any sightings. Because they said there's a lot tonight. There's a lot of reports of strange lights in the sky. And it's really nice to go out there on a clear night to see. Now, Pittsburgh, Murrysville used to be a place where you could see the shape-shifting lights in the sky that I don't know if you ever heard of them, that they people were claiming that they ship like ship-shaped into like these some people even said they were like helicopters.
I've been a number of cases with shape-shifting UFOs. With UFOs will turn into a helicopter or turn into a plane.
Yeah.
And then or from a plane or a bird and then morph into a UFO and shoot off at lightning speed.
Now we saw something over here. This is scary. All of a sudden, one time I was outside in my backyard and my dog was there and he got scared and he ran inside. This thing came really close. I mean, I'm talking fast. It was not no star. It wasn't an airplane because it came really fast to me. And then it went as far out, zip, just like those TikToks. So this is in Western Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Cindy Simpson wants to know, do you believe the good ones contact more religious people? Wondering if the religious people vibrate at a higher frequency.
Not necessarily. No. I'm not a religious person, but I have a high frequency. I know a lot of people who do as well. I don't think it matters what your beliefs are. It's just if you vibrate at a certain rate.
Lisa says, Margie, have you been on Coast to Coast?
I have.
She's been
on there too.
She's not been on there before. You should go look up the old episodes. Yeah, I when was asking, or Cindy was asking about religious people. Not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, this really freaked me out. And I've been doing a lot of praying, and I've been doing, you know, really, I have an hour every morning that I dedicate. And I'm in a deep sleep, and I could hear somebody whispering in my ear. I had no idea what they were saying. It was in a different language. It was a male's voice, but it was like, you ever hear those voices that are like change, like a voice changer that looks, they sound kind of like the video we heard.
Yeah.
That's what it was like. It was like whispering in my ear. And I'm telling you right now, that was the scary. I woke up right after I heard it. It scared that.
Shouldn't be scared. That is most likely an ET guide training you, giving you information to store in your subconscious.
Well, you know what? After this happened, I'm not kidding you. There was a lot of, this is like everywhere that everybody's seen these lights in the sky recently. Peru, like you said, something else, Miami. Where was the other one? I visually seen as clear as day, blue sky. It was blue sky. And in these clouds, like these blinking, these objects were flying like UFOs, like lights in the sky that were going. And I go, oh my God, I had the dream like that. And I'm not kidding you. My son was telling me about it. I said, oh my God, I dreamt that.
Wow.
But I wouldn't call myself a remote viewer because I think I'd be too scared, Margie.
Well, I would be too obviously scared. You have some psychic abilities.
It's scary though.
Okay.
Oh, so I used to in the past. I did, but I get too scared.
You were talking about number of UFOs tonight.
Yes.
So for today in the MUFON CMS, there are 5 reports.
In this area or all over?
Texas, North Carolina, Washington State, Nevada, and Tennessee.
That's a lot. And it's just a couple hours. No? Well, keep looking.
No.
They might take a while to report it.
Oh, yeah. People do. But, you know, for people listening, please report right away.
Yeah, please.
You'll forget. That's just human nature. It's what we do. I've written things down in my journal and gone back and looked a year later, and I didn't remember writing that.
Yeah. Well, it was great having you tonight. I really enjoyed this hour with you. We'll have to do it again sometime. But I want to thank everyone for joining us in the chat. Thank you for making Chasing Prophecy number one. It's getting to be one number one. We're back, baby. We're back. But check us out on all the different replays on YouTube, Facebook. It's great having you today. Enjoy the rest of your evening, guys. And thanks again for watching. Thanks again, Margie.
Thank you.